Okay. To give some context for body life, I really did, you know, it's we're not going to have a lot of time, as much as I thought. But let me read at least this one verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. It says, "When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up." So here's the short sermon on this to allow some time for some of you to speak. First of all, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer. Everybody gets a spiritual gift. So that's where we start with, that everyone can get involved. And sometimes we've arranged church so that only the pastors and the educated or the, you know, the somebody else speaks, and we just sort of watch, and we need to kind of shift that around. We want to do that in body life. And the other thing is, everything must be done so that the church may be built up. It's always the important focus and the purpose of what we're doing here is to build everybody else up. And I can't think of a more encouraging way to build up the body of Christ than just hearing the testimonies of Benson and Brittany, and thank you for sharing. And so you guys can share anytime you want, okay? That was awesome. In your bulletins, I also printed out a word from the president of the Christian Missionary Alliance. It's a monthly momentum thing, and I held it until today's service, and I want you to read it. It's his testimony of seeking God. I don't want you to read it now. I want you to read it at home, like on your way out or when you know. But anyways, I just want you to read it, and it's basically, it's the story, it's a part of his testimony of seeking more of God and his experience. So that's pretty cool. So I'm going to start in, actually, by calling up, so I need a couple of ushers with some handheld mics, please. Where are you? Okay, so we need... And so, Caitlin, I want to invite you to come. And so, I'm going to start with this story because this is like a backward story of what pastors are not supposed to do. Pastors are not supposed to be, like, have little faith. We're supposed to have a lot of faith, and I'm supposed to pray for my kids. Come up and grab a mic. And so, I was meeting this past week with my friend Kent, and he was praying for my daughters who were at work at the Stampede, and he was praying that, you know, God would give them, you know, opportunities to, you know, to share Jesus and everything. And in my heart, I went, well, you obviously don't know what they do, you know, because Sarah works at the milkshake stand and she's working at Lamley's, and they're not supposed to be talking to everybody else about Jesus. They're supposed to be like greeting and selling stuff, right? So in my heart, I right away sort of diminished Kent's prayer. And God rebuked me, because when I got home, my wife told me this story.
So when I was at work one of the days, we often don't have very many customers in the evening. I work like 5 p.m. to 12 a.m., and not very many people come shopping late at night. So when we have free time, we often just fold clothes to make them look more presentable. And so in that time, I was able to just be folding clothes and working. But in that time, I was able to talk with one of my coworkers about faith. And she heard that I was a Christian because I said that my parents were missionaries, and that's why I grew up in Russia and stuff. And then she was like, "Tell me more. What does a missionary do? What do you believe?" And so I was able to just share with her about what I believe and why I believe, and she seemed really open and interested, and so that was just a really cool experience for me.
Okay, thanks for sharing. So parents, keep praying. No matter what the job is, God gives opportunities. We don't even see it, and pastors, don't diminish the faith of your friends as you're praying. I want to invite Alora up next. And you know what, if you're, as God may be prompting you, if you don't have the courage to come up, I know that these two do, but that's why we've got these roving ushers with microphones, and they're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it on? Wait. Hello?
No, you...
This is a good start.
There you
Hello?
Go.
Okay,
green.
Good. Okay. Hello. So for those who don't know me, my name is Alora. Nice to meet you. And first of all, as well, I also just want to say congratulations to Brittany and Benson for getting baptized, because that's super exciting. Woo! But yeah, you guys are off to the start of an amazing journey, and it's going to be so fantastic, and there's going to be so much that you've never imagined, but God is going to teach you so much, so congratulations. So I'm just going to share a little bit about myself, because one of the things you guys are going to realize on your journey is sometimes there's going to be struggles, so I actually want to share a little bit more about that. So again, for those who don't know me, so I've been at Southgate for quite a few years now. But then this past year, I actually had to move away to Edmonton for schooling, and I'm just back for the summer. My time in schooling over there has been really good. I'm so grateful for my program and that God has provided for that, and I'm so grateful to be there. But actually, in terms of my faith, it was actually a very, very difficult year. While I was there, I ended up having a lot of struggles with my faith and a lot of doubts, and I was questioning God in ways that I guess didn't really bring me towards God, but I think actually I was pushing God away quite a bit, and my heart was wandering a lot, and I was also trying to rely on my own strength quite a bit, so don't do that, as Pastor Mary mentioned. So one might think that up there that it was a bad year for me in terms of my faith, but actually I guess I want to talk about how God was so merciful and how God is so good even in the times that we are wandering. Because I guess even though it was a year where I was struggling quite a bit and my faith was very low, God used that time to, I guess, humble me, to show me that a lot of areas where I thought I was very strong and that I was very bold, that actually he was like, no, you're really weak in this area, and that this is an area that you need to be able to grow, and that also the things that I thought I knew about my faith and God, that I actually have so many misunderstandings, and that there's so much that I need to learn, and also I guess about his love as well. I think I still don't fully comprehend God's love for me, and I think he was able to show that, and just the persistence of his love, how even in that time where I was very turned away from him and I was very weak and I was kind of messing myself up, how he was he wasn't disappointed in me. If any of you guys didn't listen to Pastor Matt's sermon last week, I would definitely recommend. You're welcome. but just because it was talking about how in those times God's not disappointed in you, but rather he's waiting for you with open arms, and he's so gracious, and he wants you to come back, and that he knows that we're flawed. One of the verses that was included in last week's sermon that I really found encouraging was in Luke 22:31-32, Jesus was talking to Peter, and he was talking about how Peter would be denying him three times. And it says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers." So I guess just in that time, I felt encouraged, because even though there will be times where we slip up and we don't meet the standards that we want to, and we don't follow God as closely as we want to, God wants to bring us back to him, and he wants us to be with him. He's not disappointed, but he loves us so abundantly. I think I just really wanted to be able to share that, because I think sometimes, at least for myself, when I was struggling, I have a tendency to beat myself up, and I think some of us are sometimes the same, where we feel like God is disappointed in us, we feel that we've wasted God's sacrifice for us, and that we're just terrible people, all of that, but rather God knows that we're going to fail, and he's waiting for us to come back, and that he can actually use those times to grow us and to bring goodness out of it. So I guess just praise God for being such a loving and merciful God, and thank you for listening.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and also, sorry, just while I'm thinking of it as well, thank you guys as well for playing the, From the Inside Out, because funny enough, that was the song that was played at my baptism, and so it was a good reminder leading up to this as well, and even just the first two lines, 1,000 times I've failed, still your mercy remains, and should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. So I just hope that that's something that we can all remember, and just that God is so willing to just take us back and love us so abundantly. So thank you. I'm really done.
Okay. Wow. So I'm looking at the clock, and it's time to wrap up, and that's why we need to build another sanctuary, and so we can have an extended time. Is there one person who's got something short? Oh, yeah, you're not short usually, but... It's on? No.
Yellow.
Now it's muted.
Sorry.
Now it's on.
Hi. Sorry. So what I've been experiencing lately, hi, I'm Enoch, by the way, from God, is my regional fitness, or my regional boss, is a Christian, and he's a really devout Christian. I'm kind of blessed to have him kind of always feed into me, and he came up to me, he said, Enoch, what's your legacy project? I said, what do you mean? He says, well, what are you going to pass on in this lifetime to someone else? Because we're only going to be here for so long. And funny enough, I was at the youth summer camp, and the speaker, Randy, he came out to me. He just dropped this like crazy line on me. He says, Enoch, I want to pray for you. And I was like, all right. He's like, God, I pray that Enoch will live up to the name. And I was like, what? If you guys don't know, Enoch in the Bible is actually like a pretty incredible guy. And I was like, are you serious? You want me to live forever? And then you want me to follow God? Perks, and then like a huge kind of challenge. And I said, like, wow, like that's awesome that he would expect that of me. Now, I didn't really talk to Randy the whole kind of summer camp, but it kind of got me thinking, like, hey, like, what is our legacy here? And I went to First Alliance Church last night, and just to kind of check out their service, and the whole time, I was like, yo, there's nothing like Southgate. Like, it's huge, and it's just like, I'm like, whatever. But it really made me miss, this right here.
That's it.
So I want you guys to know that, you know, like, it's very easy to think about, like, oh, you know, can we add to the body of Christ? Can we do this? But the whole time today, I really felt God telling me that, you know, like, this is enough right here for us to make an impact. So, yeah.
Amen.
Try that for a change.
Thanks. All right. And Enoch walked with God, and God took him. So you walk your whole life. It's a good legacy. I'm going to call Brittany and Benson back to the stage. I want to call our elders up. We're going to end our service today with something simple, and that's just praying for them.